Welcome to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, a ridiculously awesome podcast bursting with insightful commentaries and intriguing conversations on the topics and issues that are on the minds of marketers, advertisers, social media, and PR professionals today. When social media catches fire. Hey, everybody. This is Bob Cargill. I recently watched the Netflix documentary, Fire, The Greatest Party That Never Happened. I found it to be quite entertaining, but also exasperating, given how many people were hurt financially, emotionally, and in so many other ways, all because of this one failed music festival on a remote Bahamian island. How shocking. How sad. What brought so much attention to Fyre Festival initially was the big buzz on Instagram, started by a group of popular celebrity social media influencers and supermodels. Ironically, what helped get the word out in real time about what an unmitigated disaster this festival was attendees, social media posts from the scene illustrating how practically everything at the festival was the opposite of how it was promoted. The food, the accommodations, you name it. It was a fail. Like any other form of media, social media can give it and social media can take it away. No other form of media, though, compares to social media when it comes to its power to build buzz almost instantaneously and potentially reverberate that buzz, amplify it to the point where it goes viral. That's when social media catches fire, for better or worse.